XS Shelf and Uzo, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sita with Levo and Tato Rampedi, guys. It's gonna be very amazing. But of course, we've been hearing what you guys have been saying. Yeah. We are not alone. We don't have one guest.
We have two.
We've got two guests, guys. To my left, we have Zama Naomi in the building. One of our most favorite DJs every time we go outside.
The one and only.
Clack it. Also, an amazing content creator. Next to we've got Wewa, guys, someone whose content I absolutely love consuming. She's a YouTuber.
Yes.
She creates short form content. She's a fashionista. You can see the jacket is blue.
She's a drip god on the internet.
Drip god
inside the studio today. You know what I'm saying?
So it's gonna be a good time, guys. I think Seated has been so nice, and you guys have been hearing our thoughts and our minds, especially from a gents' perspective. I think it's time for a season where we introduce women to these conversations, especially because we speak about you guys so much.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, for you guys back at home, it's time for you guys to be seated in generals. But we're not talking generals just in relationships. How boring. No. We're talking about it in terms of multiple things. And then that's like, is society becoming more feminine, you know? Mm. We've got men that are, you know, if you don't text me back, they cry now. You know? Whereas we
literally
Have a photo of a woman in a coat and go to war and not see her for 8 months. Then we're also going to be talking about who has the power in dating now. Is it men or women?
Yeah.
And of course, the rise of the baddie mentality in, again, men. So just men being, is it high value soft men or soft?
Yeah.
Type vibe.
Yeah,
and if we have enough time, social media's impact on gender roles.
Yeah, and of course, guys, we've got Tabo as well as top five.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to watch all of that. But the first question is going to be posed to Mwela. But before we get into that, guys, we have a live show. Tickets are out now, 17th of July, Rose Bank, baby. It's going to be amazing. We are finally going to be having Seated live just like this for you guys. We're going to have Thought Digest as well as Majida, which is something special, guys. It's brought to you by House of Rampedi in partnership with Stekuneko and the Africa Podcast Network. So check the link in the description. Cop a ticket now before it's too late, Chomi, because it's going to be a point where it's too late. And of course, we're doing a giveaway, guys. All you guys have to do is take a screen recording of what I've just said and then post on Instagram, tag Seated with, or Thought Digest, or as Majita, you can send a chance to win a ticket for you and a friend. So we're giving away 4 tickets. So it's you and a friend, and then you and a friend. Well, how are you?
I am good.
Yeah.
I am.
Oh wait, you must give me the guidelines of how.
Oh, yes.
Are you?
Oh,
okay, Marco, okay. So we tried.
What
so
should I talk about?
I just assumed she knew. I'm so sorry.
Also, you didn't say, how are you?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you didn't care.
So, like, I just come off of like an ad, you know? So, okay, so let's go into,
how are you? Okay, awesome. So, in how are you, we basically describe how is our mental state, how is our bodies doing, how are we spiritually. So, it's basically like, how have you been doing?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it's just like your past week. Like, it's been Tuesday, this thing stressed me.
Mm.
Yeah, I learned ABC. Yeah.
Okay, I've been good, stable. Is the word I'll start with. It was my birthday last week.
Yay.
So thank you. So yeah, I'm just enjoying being a new age.
Yeah.
I can start again whatever I decide to do. That's where I'm at. I'm like, you know what? Happy New Year.
Some of like your New Year resolutions now that you're 20.
New
Year. Hey, wait, I don't tell people who makes age for half. Hey, this guy.
New Year's resolutions for this age, let me think. I think one of them is just dreaming bigger and just doing more, you know, starting more things and being bold in it, you know?
Because
I'm very, like, laid back with work. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we need to get into it. Yeah, I think that's one of them.
I get it.
Okay. Putting more effort, yeah.
Anything awesome? How you are?
I don't know. I'm okay. I'm, like, stable. Today's okay.
Okay.
Because other days I'm not as stable. I'm like crashing out.
Calling God. Yo, stable is also sometimes amazing.
It is, yeah.
I'm like, at least I'm good, you know? Not crashing out today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
good. Zama Naomi.
Hey. What's up, guys? I'm good. I'm actually okay. I feel like, recently it's been like a lot going on and I've like kind of had a bit of a slowdown, even spiritually. Like, I've just been so exhausted. I don't know if you guys struggle with it, the sense of like needing to strive for perfection, you know.
Yes.
So I think that's one of the things that I've been struggling with, you know. Like, I feel like I have to be like this perfect person, this perfect Christian, this perfect everything. And so it's been a little bit tough, but like, now I'm good. I'm allowing myself to just process every day as it comes. And so, yeah, like, I'm good. I look good. I feel good. I'm good.
Book them busy, too. How are you, Pa?
I'm okay. I wanted to say, I also used to strive for perfection. Now we strive for just progression.
Right.
Can I just download one more percent? I'm God. But how am I? Like, yo, what a... Like, I feel like I'm a rock star right now. Like, yo, yeah. Dude, we've been on tour basically for 4 weeks. I say tour because that's what my boys and I say. And that's like us being like, we've been so active and going out to being social.
Yeah.
And I definitely think we're approaching our next season of grind and hard work.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that in Jan, you know, everyone's broke from December. So we push, then we make money. Then winter comes, then you start booking Airbnbs and what, and chilling and whatnot. And then you move back into grind and then it's December again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to be patient. I'm going to gym today. At 3 p.m. I'm very excited. A big adult problem I'm having right now. I'm looking for a dentist. I'm looking for a dentist. My wisdom tooth is growing back, so it's just hurting me every single day. I don't feel like I'm learning anything. Okay, so...
This is the wisdom tooth.
Wow.
But yeah, that's how I am. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Dude.
Same as everyone, stable, but you know, still fighting for our life, trying to get towards perfection.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying going to church. I just tried CRC for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So the first time I went, it was like a guest pastor, then this past Sunday was Pastor Atto. The next time I see him preach, very, very intense, but very, very nice. Home style, everyone is so cool. We're having a good time, man. So it's like, that's been like a big priority of mine, like spending time by myself. But also like trying to like grow my faith and understand God a bit more. So I've been enjoying that part, and I'm kind of seeing it like work out in terms of like the relationship with God. So I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, okay, cool, this is nice. Like, you know, in the beginning, like, I want to do this thing, and then it's like, okay, cool, you don't do it. Now I've been actively trying to do it, and it's like, okay, cool, this is really nice.
Yeah,
when I pray, I feel so relieved.
Yeah,
like, because my faith is growing so much. It's like I'm actually trusting in God.
Yeah,
so I just feel very relaxed. Like, even now, like, I'm like, oh. And I have to pay studio rent. These people said
it. Yeah. Now you have faith now.
Yeah,
so now you're like, God will make it work.
That's literally how it works.
Because I'm like, I've been doing this since 2021.
But now, do you see why Christians try to make everyone make a Christian? Because this thing slaps, chief. This thing is very reassuring. So I hear you. Sorry.
So I've been really, really enjoying that. And then, man, I'm really excited for the live show. Like, I really want everyone to be a part of that experience. I feel like the team has planned so much for us to, like, make it come alive. Like, imagine as Machita like live.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so cool.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So it's all four of you guys.
That's all four of us. So the first hours don't digest, then it's seated, then
That's so cool.
Yeah, and then all of us are gonna be playing like a hosting role as it goes.
Okay.
And then we've got goodie bags from everyone with specific brands. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah.
Are you guys ready to get seated with the topic? Yeah.
We are set.
I think to define it off, we usually like try like have like a baseline, like a definition.
Okay.
So when we say generals, according to Meta AI, generals refer to the social, cultural, and behavioral expectations associated with being male or female. That's why I was like, yo, whenever we hear generals as now in our culture, we immediately assume
dating.
It's like, it's actually like, what is my role as a man individually, and what is your role as a woman individually within society?
Yeah.
And I thought we first speak about, of course, is like society becoming more feminine. You know, we have things such as TikTok now. And I think like TikTok and things like that. So, you know, allowing men to be a bit more expressive, a little bit more sass. There's a word sassy that comes out a lot. I wanted to hear from you guys if you think society is becoming more feminine, or we're still on the same as we were back in the day, you know what I mean?
Definitely more feminine. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I think even like, this was Father's Day this past weekend, right? I guess Tato was there in church. He was mainly focused on just men being men because of people being more feminine.
Yeah.
So that was his whole like sermon. And I really got it. Like, yeah, men need to like actually
be men.
Stand up.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I think so, yeah. I think also, there's also like a scale, I think. You're not 100% masculine all the time or 100% feminine all the time, but it's like we're definitely moving to femininity.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say?
Well, I heard you the other day talking about I would be okay with being a house husband.
I would. Take out the files. Oh, my God. Take the files out. Oh, my God. I was about to go in another direction. I would be like, niggas are too soft these days. But now I'm like, oh, my God.
You know, realistically, like, we actually have to, like, I get the whole, like, gender roles are real. And even in relationships, like, it's important to know that men and women, we are wired differently. And so with that, you have to know that as a man, you have to be a provider. You have to do this. Yeah. You have been called to, like, go out with the bread. And the woman has been called to make the house a home.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, yeah, no house husband. So I think yeah, it's definitely taking
well, I love this. Yeah, I feel like I've got support.
Yeah, I wanna push into.
No, don't push. I'm going to push a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we have this saying, woman must be led. Woman must be led. But the moment a man starts to lead, women don't want to be led.
I get that, but
am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Not all women, of course. I'm not saying all women. I'm speaking in like general terms. We live now.
Oh, you're right. You're
we live now
especially in this day and age. I think. Like Vela, back in the day, because we all, you know, our ideologies come from the past. Yeah. That's what happened in the past. Vela, like, you know, we speak about women, men being like sassy and softer, yes. But women also aren't as submissive. Even Grandma and I were speaking about this on Sunday. We were like, yo, dude, it's so crazy because, yeah. I'm trying to tell her story.
Oh,
we were speaking about it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, and we're just like women unwilling.
Let me help you. What do you think? So that we can get the personal story from the person. No, I'm joking. You just tell us what you think.
No, but I was saying like from my side, I wasn't also as feminine in my relationships.
Oh.
So I was saying like. Seeing how it impacts a man if you're not in your femininity, it brings out his femininity because you're like, there has to be a balance.
Definitely.
So now he's being more feminine, you're being more masculine, you're ruining the whole thing either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of what I was saying.
But what do you think leads to you feeling like you weren't able to be in touch with your femininity? Because a lot of the time, that's where the problem is. If a woman feels safe with you as a man, she's really going to be submissive. So you have to ask yourself, at which point does she not feel safe with me in this department or this department? You have to ask yourself, like, also, where do I lie? Because we also live in a generation where we're always like, it's you, it's you, it's you. But you must also know that when you point, there's three fingers pointing back at you.
Yeah, you don't have a headboard now. She doesn't feel safe. You have a headboard. Now you understand why she talks back to you. Because her head is cold during winter.
Wow.
So I hear it. No, I hear it. I hear what you're saying. Like, if you don't...
True.
It's like a thing. Like, I was reading this TikTok comment section. I was watching this TikTok. And this girl was like, oh, man, always saying, oh, you're dating me for money. What money? All you have to your name is a birth certificate. Like, you know? Sure. And in the comment section, women are like, men always want to be providers, but don't want to talk about provisions.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so real.
Like,
so I like the whole conversation about balance, but like, how do you find like the perfect balance in a relationship to say, yo, this is how feminine you are, this is how feminine I can be, this is how masculine I can be.
Well, I think it goes back to that question. Yeah. Like, what made you feel like you couldn't be that?
Yeah, I think I wasn't as safe.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what it is specifically, but you can just feel it. If you're around someone, you feel more safe. You're more able to receive and relax. Maybe that was the case.
Yeah.
I don't want to be pointing fingers at these people.
Of course, yeah.
But I guess I'm also taking my, you know, because I know I wasn't being as feminine just off naturally, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's just how I grew up, growing up with three brothers.
Yeah.
Raised in that kind of household. I'm just used to being like in that tough energy, you know.
Yeah.
So that could be a thing also, because then I'm going to attract someone who's not as masculine, because I'm naturally standing here as someone who's not as feminine, you know.
Yeah.
But the balance, I think as long as you're more feminine and he's more masculine.
For sure.
So you know, on that subject matter, what traits should a man have to allow for you guys to fall into your femininity?
I think the first one is security.
Yeah.
Like, and not even just financial security. Yeah, we live in that generation now where it's like money this, money that.
Mm.
But like security in the sense that you know that your man's got you. Like, he's got you. It doesn't matter the time. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter. He's got the plugs to any situation.
Yeah, yeah, that's a
you
big
know?
Thing.
So
yeah.
I think security is, like, one of the biggest things. Because naturally, we as women are sold, like, this fairy tale from a young age. Like, we meet a Prince Charming, and it's like this, and you're just a princess. And that's just how we've been wired, you know, for a long time in our lives. So I think feeling safe with that person is, like, the starting point.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very fair one, too. I remember I was in a situation like a few months back where I told this person, like, yo, I got your back no matter what. This is called it, obviously, I got your back no matter what. And then she hears something from me, and I was just there, like, I overthought it. I was like, yo, should I assist this person with this thing? And I thought, like, okay, we're not there yet. Can I help them? And then it changed the whole trajectory of the talking stage, because she was just there, like, dude, you told me you got me no matter what. Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, and then hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
So I get the security, even if it's not financial.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say from the men's side.
Let's hear it.
Yes, but I can't believe that side.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm hearing it. I'm like, okay. Like, I feel like I'm a safe person. I mean, I'm pretty secure.
Okay.
You know, but
let's hear it.
I was thinking now, I was like, it's so crazy for me that, like, since birth, that, like, women and men have been placed on, like, opposite teams. It's like blue, pink.
Okay.
From the reveal, you know?
Yeah.
Literally.
And then you grow up watching, this one's watching movies about princesses being saved.
Yeah.
Where now you're watching Hulk save a woman and stuff. And then at some point, these two align and they now must live together right, forever.
Yeah.
After being raised in such different, like, you know, environments. And I think for me, what really allows me to be masculine is to be seen as human first, bro. Like, just as you are, like, susceptible to stress, trauma, all those things, anxiety, I want to first receive that first and be like, okay, cool, this person's human. Before we start talking about when not be my chef, body guy, Taliban's, you know what I mean?
does that allow for you to... For you to feel secure and safe in the relationship, or does it allow for you to lead?
No, I think that's what allows me to feel safe enough to lead,
become masculine.
To lead. Because I think a lot of women...
I'm struggling to see how that...
I'm trying to show you. Because, like, I think a lot of women, they come into you and they have, like, let's call it a checklist. I think that's the easiest way.
Terms and conditions.
Yeah, terms and conditions. And then they take, okay, it's funny. Okay, it's hands up. Is it money? Okay, all right. Wait. This guy's not tall. And now she's taking her generic type, what made you human, hasn't considered your background, hasn't considered where you're coming from, why you are funny, why you this, that, and just expects you to be A, B, C, D, D.
Yeah.
Like, I like someone that doesn't see me as like a provider that's just like an ATM firm thing.
Yeah.
I like someone to see me as a provider that's like a mold of clay. That over time, like, this thing can change. Things can change. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I think what you were saying in the beginning, I feel like sometimes women expect men to be so perfect.
Yeah.
Bro, like, I don't know what it is. I feel like, and we don't mind them not being as perfect. That's my man's side.
I don't know. I've never.
That's my man's side.
I've never felt like a woman has made me want to feel perfect. I think it's always internal from insecurities and there'll be things that I overthink. And I'd be like, okay, I'm not doing this thing. But she's never given me the pressure of having to think, am I tall? Do I have this finance? Do I, you know what I'm saying? So then men set a lot of expectations internally themselves and then they project those, you know, expectations and they assume someone wants that from me.
But then we have a conversation with our female friends and we ask them, what do you want from a man? And they say, someone to make me feel safe.
Tato,
you know how hard this to make somebody feel safe. That's a very hard, I'm just saying, like, these expectations, these unrealistic expectations that we put on ourselves are derived from our counterparts. They're not derived from ourselves.
Yeah,
I was
looking at it from within a relationship. Like.
But also, you ask yourself, as a woman now, what makes a man want to protect me and give me that safety? Do you understand? Like, is it because... You know, like, that's a question I can ask you, actually, because I don't have that answer.
Yeah, I actually dated a girl, right? And we worked in the same company. So she knew how much I made.
Okay.
So I'm making this monetary because I feel like that's the first example.
Yeah.
And we made the exact same amount. So every 25th,
yeah,
I knew it was my side times two. Because I must lead the relationship.
Yeah. My salary.
But it felt like it was only my salary, you know? And I feel like she didn't give me that, like, it was like a thing of, like, let's say we go on a dinner date, right? She'll just pay, like, and it's like, I know she can afford it, but it's like, dude, what is my responsibilities in your life, like, as a provider? You're not allowing me to be a man in your life, you know? But some women are like, oh, no, but I'm just giving you care. So I want to say it's very, relationship context, like it depends on the two people in the relationship, because I feel like they'll have different levels of femininity and masculinity. Yeah. You know,
so okay, so I think we can make it easier. We can make it like what makes you want to keep someone secure financially, or makes you want to keep someone secure like safety wise.
Mm.
Like for me, safety wise, I think it derives from the love that I have for the person.
Okay,
it's like because I love them so much, I don't want them to experience any sort of like, you know, problems, inconveniences. I want them to be at risk. Like, I know if I'm seeing somebody, I'll be like, yo, dude, like, please don't drive fast.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to lose you. So it's like out of fear of losing the person because you love them so much, because they mean so much to you. And then financially, I know with me, when it comes to finances, most of the time, why I always want to pay is because I'm being considerate of the money that she makes for some reason. That's always my thought process.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I know how much she makes. I might not know how much she makes, but I'm going to assume it's more in this instance. And because I have more, let my favor be her favor, and let her problems be mitigated, like you know, reduced in terms of that.
Mm.
So that's why I want to provide financially when it comes to security.
Yeah,
that's where I think it comes from.
Okay, and maybe we can go into our next topic about like who has power in dating now, men or women. Because I want you guys to understand, like certain types of men sometimes use finance to control women.
100%.
So it's like what you're saying. So now he's like being, he's obviously seeing it on the more of a consideration level. But other men, it's a thing of, I cannot date a woman that earns the same amount of me.
Yeah.
Because we don't tell her, like she's going to talk back to, because no, she has an equal vote. Whereas if it's your money that's buying the debonairs, I think you are able to, then you can choose the flavors maybe more than the other person because it's your money.
Yeah.
So sometimes men, I like to believe, and still to this day, because the question is who has the power in dating now, men or women. I think men in this day and age are still keeping power over women with finance.
Yeah.
But I do definitely think women expectations and women needs are being expressed way louder now than it was in the past. I don't know, what do you guys think?
I think
who has the power?
I think it depends. Like the money one makes sense. If you have the same income, then it's... it gets a bit skewed, but I've seen that with age. For the same age, then it's like,
yeah.
Can I trust you? You know, will I listen to you? Type of thing. That. That's a big thing we have experienced with, like the power.
It is.
With the power shaking, but who has the power? I don't know. It depends, like you're saying, on those situations. For me, I like to have the power, but I don't. But there's also a thing about how feminine do I want to be?
Yeah.
Do I want to be the one leading?
Let's discuss what is power. Also, like, when we say power, we're saying, like, you're leading the relationship.
Who's wearing the pants?
Who's wearing the pants?
Also, like, who's trying to keep who happier? Also, I think there's a little
Okay.
Like, if I'm dating you, like, am I just enjoying the relationship and you're making sure that everything is nice and secure? Or are we both doing that? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that's also a certain level of power. Because I've seen that, like, I have a certain opinion when it comes to that type of power.
I think from my experience, I would say women have more of the power. Because you guys are like trying to impress her. So even if you're the one trying to do all the things, she has the power in terms of, will she be happy? If she's not happy, then you're like, okay, I need to do something else. I need to do more. I need to work harder.
Yeah.
If she is happy, then you're like, okay, I'm feeling great. I'm walking around feeling great, you know. So I think women have more of that power.
Yeah.
But it's a power that we're not aware of, because we're now blaming you for everything. But it's like, I can change how the relationship's going based on how I receive you, how I direct, you know, not like I'm leading you, but it's just a thing of
you're just more vocal,
being expressive, even being vulnerable and kind and sweet, and all of those things can make a man feel more like, okay, let me show up for her.
But don't you guys think that before I answer like that direct question, don't you guys think that women naturally make men look better?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Like
when it comes to, wait, 100%.
Just like
everything, or like low key,
clothes, lifestyle.
I would say like kind of everything to an extent. I think definitely the way you see, like obviously we are human beings, we're natured by like how we see people and like whatever, but also you can see it, like you can see when a man's taken care of at home.
Yeah.
Starts at home. You know, you're able to see that. So I think naturally, we do hold the power, but it's like a feminine power.
Yeah.
Men hold that like masculine power, that like power of like, I don't know how to explain it, like in a way that I'm thinking about it.
I get what you're saying, like there's two different types of
powers. Yeah, there's two different types of powers. So I think it's about knowing when to use your power as a woman in the relationship or in any dynamic with men. And also men also knowing when to use your power, you know. So I think it's both power, but different levels.
I'm going to push again now. Let me push back into what you guys are saying now, but I want to ask you about, I feel like, you know, in today's age, you know, men struggle a lot with self-love. And, you know, it's also, self-love is heavy, and I mean, heavily associated with sort of femininity, right? It's like, you know, these
things. I guess, yeah. Right?
Nails, nice. Yeah.
As women, you know, have you guys been, you know, just be honest, have you guys been a man's teacher on how to be more feminine? Hey, Jay, maybe you should buy a candle. Hey, more, like an air freshener, you know. And how does that feel like that? Like, you had to basically teach your partner to take care of themselves, if you have, if you haven't. Yeah, you guys will let me know. Yeah.
I think for me, it's not like teaching, but it's like, that's what I'm meant to add into your life.
Literally,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So like, that's a woman, all women should indirectly. Like have that.
Yeah,
effect.
If we're better at it, okay. You know,
yeah,
self care, like you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's like, why not share this with him and help him to be, you know?
Okay. And then when a man now teaches you to be more in your masculine era, maybe it's helping you out to think, hey, maybe why don't you do a business in this?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
You know, do you guys receive that well?
100%. I'm there for that. That's what I like. I feel
like you live for that type of
relationship. Yeah, like, you got to teach me. I don't want to be with someone who doesn't teach me anything or take me places or introduce me to people. Like, you need to, like,
add on to me.
And take me from, like, here to here. You know, just like as a woman, you also need to take your man in whatever department from here to here, you know? Mm. Yeah, so I think it's important from both sides.
Okay,
yeah, that's that is what I want.
I agree. I definitely agree. It's like, yeah. It's what we're speaking on the terms of what we're speaking about, like, femininity and masculinity. Like, for us to coexist, you need to come with your feminine energy, make everything subtle, warm.
Yeah.
And that puts me in a certain, like, headspace to allow for me to thrive and work hard.
Mm.
And when I thrive and work hard, I can also help you thrive and work hard, you know?
Mm.
But I don't believe that, like, we should be working at the same capacity. Like, I never want my partner to ever work as hard as I work. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to go into the rise of the baddie mentality within men. I don't know if you guys are both single. I don't know if you want to even disclose that information on a public platform. So I'm just going to say, ambiguous of me allegedly not knowing where you both stand with people outside in this room.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the dating culture in today's age, you know, you've got men now that can even ask you to buy them food when they're chilling at home. You've got men now that, you know, they won't buy you flowers because they see that it's useless. They're like, this thing's going to die in 3 days.
I know.
You've got guys saying period.
Yeah, I've got guys saying period and being a bit more sassy and stuff.
Yeah.
I want guys to describe to me, like, maybe how that's changing the dating world, in your guys' opinion.
Yeah, how is it changing the dating world, and how does it make you perceive men?
Yes.
Like,
compared to your fathers, your uncles.
How do you just feel about it?
Yeah.
And men just becoming sassier, to make it, like, in layman's terms.
I'm not a fan.
Why not? I feel like we're becoming more relatable to women.
I feel like we're competing now. Who's the sexiest?
No, real. Like open the door for me and stuff.
Like, now we're both standing at the door, like,
so who's gonna open it? Like, no. You know what I'm saying? I get it. I also feel the same way. Like, I think
it's pushing away from what a man should look like, no?
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, like, we also, because we're on social media, we have elements of being sassy. Obviously not the traditional ones, like the doors and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, maybe like...
How we speak,
like a lingo will come. For example, you like...
I just said I clocked it. Like, for example.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, you roar. Like, you'll be like, rah.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's making you less of a man?
Like I said in the beginning, it makes me more relatable. Like, women have been preaching to us, you guys don't understand that, for years, for decades. And the moment that we try, it's like, I want to know. You guys are too much like us. And I feel like it's so... insane, but I also...
This is showing us that men can't listen. I want you to understand them, not become like them. They say, understand what period means. Don't now go scream
no,
period.
No, like, my only fear about, like, the sassy man culture thing is that, like, when do you need to be able to manage it. You can't be on it, like, 24-7. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's my thing. Because otherwise, you know, I feel like women, you know, like...
Also on that, ne?
Yeah.
Did you get your point?
Now, I wanted to say, like, low-key, your hand must look up to you, boys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're dating a hand, like, she must look up to you. She must see you as, like, a...
Because you're her leader.
Yeah, you her leader. And if you're out here deriating and, you know what I mean, like, 24-7, now you're a homegirl. You're not her... you're not her pillar of strength. You feel me? Yeah. And I feel like that's the balance. But, yeah, I don't mind being...
I lost what I was going to say. And
I don't mind being more relatable.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you know how much we hate women that start doing that. Like, for example, we've got a friend, Khunse, like, he was once talking to a girl, and she was in the room, and she was speaking like Linega, like, yo, come on, dog. And we're just there like, no.
Like, be a lady. Be a lady. We kept saying, be a lady.
Now imagine, ooh.
Yeah, no.
Yo, you know this new trend of 50-50 love. This trending thing of saying you're trending. It's becoming more and more and more popular. Women are going on Instagram.
Oh, I remember. Man, it just can't be on there like 24/7. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wanted to ask.
That's my thing. Because otherwise, you know, I feel like women.
I feel like sometimes we confuse personality with these.
So on there, yeah. Get your point.
Now, I wanted to say, like, you, your hand must look up to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you, when you're dating a hand, like, she must look up to you. She must see you as, like, a leader. And if you're out here dating, you know what I mean? Like, 24/7.
Or, like, you're going
now you're a home girl. You're not her pillar of strength.
And is that his
sex
coming out or his
personality
coming out?
I
feel like I am very.
Also, might be more relatable.
But, like, also think about it, because you're asking us how we feel about sassy men. Imagine if we started to become more masculine in how we speak.
Yeah.
My
friend Khunse, like, he was once talking to a girl, and she was in the room, and she was speaking like a nigga, like, yo, come on, talk, and
he's
like, no,
like, be a lady,
Yeah, no.
No, imagine, that's what we're facing.
Literally.
Yeah. Sometimes it needs to be, the situation for me to understand.
Man, I don't know, man, it's tricky. So, what about, you know this new trend of
50
He loves
saying like girly pop and stuff.
Is
you know,
he as masculine?
It's like, is that guy
gay? And is that
and I always see myself not gay. He's just being like,
he's just
being playful. But there's some girls that really enjoy.
Yeah, I don't think it's sassy.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't think it's sassy. I think it's
fun.
It depends on like the situation. Like it's not black and white. Is what I can say.
I love those. okay, guys, we're gonna get into top five right now.
Top five
is a game that we curate on the podcast.
Would you still be comfortable?
I think there should be a difference. Like you can't be acting how you act outside with me. Like what's the difference then? Am I really that special? So I think them opening up and being more comfortable.
Sure.
It's good.
Okay, cool. So
it's good though.
Now we'll go to the last.
I'm hearing them.
Now let's move on to like more of like social media's impact.
He is so sassy. Oh my gosh, love you though.
And bigger. I think at some point we're going to have it's normalized that a room must just be filled with it's actually so insane. I know this one guy, he spends like 5,000 rand on flowers every week for his hand. 5,000. But that bouquet, I won't lie. Like, one of those ones where you know the girl, we can't see her.
It's discovered in
this. Yeah, it goes like this. So I wanted to ask, rather, that what sort of impact do you guys have on your guys?
Okay, we can do it one more then. Because I had social media insights. You tell us when
you're gentle.
Okay, cool. So,
wait, did you feel like you have enough substance?
I'm trying to think. I feel like.
Now, go to the last one.
That comes to mind is like, just like TikTok. So, like, that's like, I mean, that's how
we need to also, you know,
like we obviously learn to
bring about thoughts also. Yeah, I get it after some final remarks. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, okay, cool. So now let's move on to like more of like social media's impact on gender.
So I think social media is like creating
one of my favorite things that I'm seeing is that bouquets are getting bigger and bigger.
And bigger.
I think at some point we're going to have it's normalized in a room as a social media with flowers.
So I think social media is like creating a new sort of environment for men to live in and a new custom way for men to live in.
Yeah.
And it's giving us new cultures.
Yeah.
And I'm not too sure how I feel about
Five Roses the tea bag.
Within myself.
Yeah.
And when I think about social media with women in terms of gender roles, to stay on the topic, I just feel like it just allows, like, it doesn't really affect women that much. I think women naturally are competitive, so it's just a larger scale. Mm-hmm. So, like for example, if this was a closed community, they would be competing on how we treat them if they were our partners.
Mm-hmm.
So, because of social media, it's just bigger. It's now a competition between 10,000.
So it magnifies what's already happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the competition is just more. The same thing with guys. The guys also compete with, like, you know, how beautiful their girls are. So because of social media, it's blowing it up. Before you see, you live in a village,
But like, how do we stop? I've seen it myself.
Increasing the amount of lust.
We need to stop doing certain like
the opposite gender, and it's just making it more and more competitive.
Yeah, no, it is. I think first step is to know that social media is not real. Like, not everything you see on social media is real. So you might see somebody with a bouquet that is as big as this table, and she has bruises all over her body.
Yeah,
and true. You're sitting at home, and your man comes home with, like, a beautiful, small bouquet. A small, beautiful bouquet, and you guys are, like, the happiest couple. Yeah. So I think it's, like, first, like, comparison will always be the thief of joy. Yeah. And so I think,
I also just want to say,
in terms of,
to those influencers
like
that are
media,
posting that,
that's where you have to, like,
this is actually very serious.
Because you also must ask yourself, what is that person doing to get that?
For those influencers that go to, like,
are they pushing a
baddie
lifestyle? Are they push, like, you know what I'm saying? So
if I have to get one more TikTok saying I have to go to another clay cafe, sip and paint, what
I
want to
say,
like, dude, I get it. You guys are really not what
you
just
be praying to.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense. So let's go to where we like food. But anyways. Thank you. Stop it. Thank you. Let me talk to you direct.
But like, how do we stop?
Yeah, but jokes aside, I honestly, the number one emotion, and it's coming from that group, is jealousy. Like,
what do you guys say? How do you stop jealousy?
Yeah, the same. Limit the use of social media.
And it can,
like,
be
if I see myself getting too deep in comparing, like, even if it's just other things outside of relationships, but just like comparing, I'm like, okay, let me step out of this. Imagine God sent you something so great today, but then you opened your phone and you're like, oh no, now you're focused on that. It's like, like, he was like, this is for her, it's going to make him or her happy today, and then you compare to someone else, and that's not even from him. That's for their timing. So I just,
I wanted to know on the woman's side, you guys also see that you see a girl in Dubai. You go, said you also go, wow. Or you're like,
okay.
I want to remove the whole
for those influencers that go to like different restaurants and give a drink.
See how the trips
if I had to get one more TikTok thing, I have to go to another cafe, like, dude, I get it. You guys are really not mucho. Just want to stop. I want to go to this place because they saw someone drinking a margarita there. It doesn't make sense to me. Let's go to where we like food. But anyways,
I used to post those.
Thank you. Stop it. Thank you. Let me take you there.
Why is it?
I
get you though. It's the pressure now.
Yeah, but jokes aside, I honestly, the number one emotion, and it's coming from that comparison with people, Joy, is jealousy. Like, I always feel so jealous of things I see on social media, right? And it can be on a masculine level. I'm going to speak about that. Let's say you see ghosts, bro. Ghosts is like, what, 22? He's like 22 driving 3 cars. You're like, as a man, you know, as your masculinity start decreasing because you're like, I'm 26 and, you know, I just lost my car. You know what I mean? And that affects you, and that affects your relationships. And it goes back to what you're saying about that. Comparison is a thief of joy. I wanted to know on the woman's side, you guys also see that you see a girl in Dubai.
The way I do this,
I want to know
I think you must know what you want for yourself. You know, always your biggest competition needs to be yourself. You know, you need to look at yourself and be like, I need to do better because I want this. Okay, cool. This is inspiring me. I think too many times we look at people and we're like, I'm envious now. But you need to look at it as motivation. Like, you need to look at it like, yo, this person's doing the most. I am so motivated. Like, I need to get there. Not because I'm trying to compete, but because, like, yeah, I want that for myself as well. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm in Africa.
It's a bit of both.
Already I'm lucky.
But it's like,
I think it's
just reminds me that, geez, I need to do more. That type of thing, you know. But I think I saw something that was just saying, like, when you feel jealous, instead of just keeping it as jealousy, like, instead, like, channel it, like, a part of you knows you can do that. That's why you're feeling that way. So do it then, you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, it's showing you what's possible. So
being grateful. Gratitude mentality. Like, gratitude mentality are low-key.
The way I deal with this is I look back on the work I've done, and then I also have to say we should all actually have this perspective, but we shouldn't hold us to it, guys. If you were doing the rate you're doing in America, you'd be so much more successful. The truth is we're in a third world country, and we're in an emerging market. We're DJ, we're content creators, guys. It's very difficult. It's very competitive, and it's not it's not fair.
Yeah.
The rate that she's getting paid today probably isn't the true rate and the true worth of what she brings towards the status where she's playing. You know, our true influence isn't probably being paid, right? So I always think to myself, okay, cool, you know, I'm here, I'm doing all these things, but I'm in the state, okay, cool, I'm in Africa, I'm in South Africa, this is my environment.
I'm lucky I'm in South Africa.
So this could be worse or could be better, but it's like when it comes to time put in and output of what we've generated, I think we're all doing that.
The difference between what you experience in your motherhood versus how you will be a mother. Like, what are some of the
things that you're going to do? I was going to say, but guys, now that you guys are raising, you have a daughter now, how will you raise her to be with feminine? You
know what
I
mean?
But anyways,
love,
you're saying. I'm so keen to be a father so that I can, like, help my, if I have this with the son become masculine in a comfortable way. How teach my daughter to be feminine in a comfortable way.
You can do it for yourself.
Like,
no, I mean.
He was speaking about, like, femininity. He was speaking about this on Sunday. And he was like, guys, men are meant to compete. Like, we were meant to excel in something in your life.
Guilty.
At a high level. None of us were, like, competing there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was saying in high school, he used to play sports. Some guys have been to the military. Like, we have a competitive spirit. Mm-hmm. And I think we're not, he kept saying we're not utilizing that to, like, allow for success. So I'm excited to be a time to, like, help my kids be competitive. Also to compete my kids with your kids. Like, yo.
Yeah. I don't know that,
like, my kid needs to be like
an amazing credit card in 2 hours. Like, yeah, like, let's go play basketball.
I'm gonna let my kids
dribbling your kid.
I want my boots to be whatever it has to be. If I want to be a magician, you get to become a magician.
Then it helps you, gives you your steps.
Yeah. The difference between what
co-pilot, how to invest. Yeah, she can ask me, I'll find answers.
What are some of the differences that you think?
What do you think?
Yeah, and like teaching, just in raising this child. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think for me, it's something I've had to like learn to let go of, because I've had this like independent mindset of like hyper independency where I feel like I need to be this provider, I need to be this, I need to do this. And we live in that society because, guys,
you don't do it for yourself. No, I don't.
No, because also men, like, you put your hope and a trust in a nigga. So it's that kind of thing where you want to give yourself that sense of security at the same time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I think I will definitely remind her that she is a feminine woman, and I'll be praying for her to find that man that gives her that.
Can I ask, do you believe in that thing?
My sister secure. Because I think that, like, also too many times we think that security is, love, like we were speaking earlier, just about financial security. But it's so much deeper. Like, you actually really need to be led by somebody, like, and spiritually, you need to be led by somebody in life. That's why I say, like, men are supposed to, like, teach us things and, you know, educate us about, like, babe, you need to invest. Why are you not investing? How do, and then you ask yourself, hey, actually, how do I invest? Then it helps you. Like, for real, you know?
It helps you. Gives you your steps.
Yeah. So,
co-pilot, how to invest?
She can ask me, I can't find the answer. 100%, definitely. Yeah. I also teach my kids how to, like,
from how I was raised, like, I'd be more, a bit more different between, like, if it's a girl versus a boy.
For sure.
Because I was raised, like I was saying, with a very boy child, you know, just one of them in terms of get it together, keep it going when you're crying about something. It's just like, let's get up, stop it. Literally was the case, you know. So I think I'd be more like open to allowing my daughter and son, I guess, but more so on the daughter, to be more vulnerable, to express, to like, so actually process those things. I think for us as women, we have to really, like, that's like part of the taking the time to be more emotional, you know? You know, go in, which think about what is happening, why is happening.
Come on, don't do that to us. They don't know you're joking at all.
Yeah, okay, but in terms of what they do, they can do whatever. As long as they know, hey.
Can I ask you, do you believe in that thing? Because my sister always says, my mom has this, like, love, after 30 days, dying, you know, like, joy when she sees the boys, like, of the family.
Dying joy.
It's just death there when it comes to, you think mothers raise boys and
after cycle, she might be.
Real. I think so. Yeah. I think they do. I kind of explained that, but not too much.
Yeah.
I think because now I became more sensitive and people are trying to make me very, like, you know,
sorry guys,
masculine in that sense. Now she's like, okay, let me be soft with her also.
Okay, cool. So
I think you guys would raise your girls differently than with your guys.
Yeah, look, why is the man listening to me? I was like, yeah, like, this, like, describe, like, the cycle. Before your period, during your period, after your period.
Yeah.
I teach my daughter how to make my son masculine.
Yeah.
Also, we were speaking about this thing, so it just keeps coming to mind.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we were speaking about, I didn't know this. So, you were talking about the clock thing.
Oh, yeah. I was saying that, like,
what's this?
You know, with our cycle, it resets monthly. So there's like four phases of a girl's cycle, which is like, let's say, like, every week. It's a different phase.
So it's not ovulating and non-ovulating
and period. No, it was four.
Ovulating, non-ovulating and period. She's making a joke.
Yeah, I'm making
a joke. Don't do that to us. Don't know your joke.
Oh, okay.
Don't be like, level. Okay. Oh, but yeah, there's four of them. So each one is kind of different. Yeah. There's a two that are the same, but two that are not the same. So we said monthly is what I was telling Tato. But you guys,
you said... How women's like cycle is, right? Before a cycle, maybe she might be sluggish. Within a cycle, she might not be as sociable. She might be fatigued. You know, after a cycle, she might be like,
literally.
It's a whole thing. I've been learning of that. It's called cycle syncing.
It's called
cycle syncing. So, if you're like syncing your life with it.
Sorry, guys. Let me not be a man who lies. I did not know this.
Okay, cool. So let me make it.
You this and like, I'm literally hearing. I'm like, okay. I'm seeing the patterns. I'm like,
okay, the actual. So. So day one is the day of your period. That's when it starts now, day one. So that is like however many days. That's when you're more like, I guess, reserved, your energy is low. It's just also about your hormones, how they're going up and down.
Yeah.
So you're like, just like that. resets, whether you like it or not. That's
a man
how
resets.
You are.
Yeah, and a woman takes 30 days.
Probably less
so
likely
surely
to
we're meant to be the leaders
your
in the
skin isn't even the best.
People are
your
unstable,
kind
my
of
man.
That you're not having a baby.
30
so
days of
like,
instability.
Yeah. No,
when you wake
like,
up, you say, boom,
it's going to give
cry,
you pain. You're going to have
eat,
acne.
Work hard.
Like, it's the way
don't do that. I also have a summer, a winter, in my day, a spring, and autumn, and public holiday.
Winter, summer. So summer's coming.
You know what I'm saying? So when she told me that, I was like, that's so
good.
Because I've seen
people more, you know, ready to do
how they behave.
Ideas are coming.
Yeah. And I've seen that with
then
myself.
Summer,
like,
you're like,
wake up, I'll be like,
you can
like,
socialize with anyone
diet,
at any point
right.
in time.
Wake up,
then
energy,
yeah, ovulation.
That's when like hormones are like,
prepare
yeah,
my
obviously.
And then I'll start working.
Your body obviously wants to make a baby at that time. Then you're back into fall.
Let me get
fall
my grind
now
up
you start
again.
To slow down.
Then
that's when the emotions are very high.
Yeah.
Even
go
higher
again.
Than your period,
get my
I think.
Grind up.
And easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Your shoulder yeah. is on day 15.
Easily angered.
That's your 2 o'clock. That's your 2 o'clock. So maybe want to really respect, like,
and I was talking to someone I was with, and I was explaining this also, and he's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because, like, 1 week, you're
like,
yeah, what's going on with her? The next week, you're like, oh, okay, she seems happy this week. But if you don't know what's happening, it seems like she's just all over the place. Whereas for you guys, you reset every single day.
Every single day.
Really?
Every day.
One of my friends from Homestyle, too, she was like,
well, unstable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you wake up, you
say,
boom,
let me
get my
prayer.
Yeah,
dead,
literally.
I think this person. I think you need to like explain to you guys why I'm so shocked. I don't know a lot. In my mind, and I think a lot of men are going to be like me that are listening. In my mind, you guys have a period. You feel pain. So I'm so like, I am mind blown as, and I'm mind blown at the side.
What? You get my grinder. Then you look over your shoulder and you can
and literally like fall.
It's intense. Like when it's period time, you have to just like take every piece of attitude, energy with the, you know, with the pitch, especially like how far she's like rapping.
And then us one day, it's like, okay, cool, damn. Yeah. Like it helps you really build it like a
understanding.
Sorry, yeah, serious topic.
Also for me, like I was trying to now work as men, to, you know, where I'm like trying to every day, like
yeah.
seeing how they are.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, let me get up and go. It's like, my body
we're
doesn't,
not the
it
same,
can't,
yeah.
doesn't even want.
Like, one of my friends from home said too, she was like,
so how do
you hang out a lot? So,
nice.
So I was like, yo, dude, like listening. She's like, oh no, dude, like my.
So how do you guys feel about like men now saying that like we also have like our own dear?
Then I went to see her. I was like, I think these. I think we need to.
Literally.
I think we need to explain to you guys why I'm so shocked. I don't know a lot.
You know what I think?
In my mind,
all of this drives us. Just men just want compassion. I feel like we haven't received compassion. Like
in my mind, you guys have a period.
Like we've been through wars.
Your anger towards. Good to go.
What does that mean?
So, like,
but it's like,
yeah, it's
I
like,
am mine.
What are you saying right now?
I mean, it's like,
so
I'm
that's why they do all
yeah.
of these
yeah.
like nonsense. We just want compassion. And if it's like, yo, if I have to access
yeah.
you,
yeah.
just to be soft over
yeah.
you, then
yeah. that's also true.
Let me give it a shot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When it's period time, you have to just like take every piece of attitude.
Yeah.
You know, with the pitch. Especially like how far she's like.
I guess. So. You guys do that thing. Yeah.
My nigga.
Sorry, serious topic.
Who would have thought? Who would have joked?
I don't think like being masculine doesn't mean you have to be tough all the time and not like certain things, you know?
Because I'm also now learning how
like,
to like live life
yeah,
with that flow
that
so that I can be in tune instead of like fighting against it.
Yeah,
know?
And then you feel like down.
It's, yeah.
like,
it's deeper than it is.
Yeah. I get that.
But that one that you told me on Sunday, that changed my mind.
I want to like period. Like a moment.
Hella shocked. Like right now, I'm hella shocked.
Yeah, but you see, this is going back to
the same times.
You know, it's going back to, you know.
I
thought it was like, I'm joking, guys. But imagine how efficient that would
yeah.
be. That we all know. This week, all women on M. Parliament shuts down. Parliament shuts down. Shops shut down.
It's different.
Shots are locked down.
I get it.
What did we do? See, but you pompered me, Chomi. Chomi, you know.
I give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Like, I hear
you. Let's go to top five. Awesome.
But I get it. Guys, welcome back to top five. It's allowing you guys to be more expressive, to try different things. So that's good, I guess.
Everyone has their own. We're going to build the five.
Instead of being like tough all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And trying to act like I don't like anything, you know?
No. So today's top five, all together, you all must agree on the top five worst type of relationships that exist in today's age. For example, the clean relationship. Another example, hustle culture relationships.
It's like
when people know you write the questions, that happens.
I hope
so. How efficient that would be, that we all know.
Yeah, but worst. Top
five. That every woman.
That
would be hell.
It would be hell, though.
The worst, but I get it. You know, there's couples that they're not even dating.
No, kill all the men in that week.
You understand it. They're not even...
And we do need that.
Just how
we... We need you guys, so...
Yeah, you understand it. Okay, yeah.
So five being the...
Literally
how it is.
Anyone have... Anyone want to pull up to pick?
Okay, let's go to top five. Awesome. Okay, guys, welcome back to top five.
That
Today's top five is really different. We're going to have to be in agreement. Yeah. So usually everyone has their own five. That's
okay.
We're going to build the five together, starting at the lowest.
I put that at like...
You have to give us all five.
I see most of them.
No. Whatever we bring up.
They know this.
So today's top five, all together, we all must agree on the top five.
Five is bearable, one is worst.
Like it's great in order of like worst.
Another example, house of culture relationships.
Okay. You said grinding, two.
House of culture relationships. Like, you know, okay. I'll say the missing couple.
Yeah.
So when they come back, people, you know,
when
yeah.
they start dating, we never see them ever again. They're always on dates.
No, no.
Example.
Their whole lives are just each other. I'm just saying, I'll say five.
People know you write the question, but I've been.
It's only us, because that's a very toxic. It can be very toxic.
There's couples that can almost even,
because there's no second opinions. It's my opinion, your opinion, and close.
They're not even loved.
Yes. It's not too bad though, but it's like it's. You're saying it's not that bad because we've been.
Yes. Okay. Anyone want to?
I would say a relationship where one is like up, and the other one is like.
What do you guys say? There's a huge gap.
Five. I would say that, yeah.
I'd say, okay, to give you one, like, so you've got five and three.
Okay, fine, okay.
A toxic relationship.
Let's get most of them, but I'm going towards
I would two to them, three to you.
Really?
Wait, so what's the best? What's the five is number? Best.
Five is bearable, one is worst.
Okay. I mean, I'll put it at two, Shane.
Okay. You say you put it at two.
One is the worst. Five is the most bearable.
Okay.
You guys thrive off of something. So we know these people.
Even if it's not shouting, it's like a...
We never see them ever again. They are always on dates, trips, or like alone.
Yeah.
Their whole lives are just each other.
Okay.
I'll say five.
Okay. Five, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the most
bearable. Yeah.
Relationship. It's only...
Yeah.
You have no self.
Because that's a very toxic.
It is.
It can be very toxic.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's not second opinion. It's my opinion. Your opinion.
It's giving you the AI.
Yes.
Yo.
Yes.
That's
not a lie. You're saying
it's not
saying.
I don't
know.
How many lines do we play a part on you? Like, you need to have like.
Put a finger down.
Do you want to bring up one?
A finger down. Yeah.
So that's my thing. What do you guys think?
Okay. Yeah.
I think five.
I'd put it at four.
House husband.
I'd say five.
So we've got five and three now. Sorry. That's not nice, eh? It's almost the same as the
one.
I always feel like women go too far when they're the ones that... And I've seen it in real life.
I'm saying then repeat again.
That's number five for me.
bearable.
What is the worst? No. Number one.
Oh, yeah.
Number one. It's like an outlier. You guys try. But I don't think it's that.
Yeah, number one.
It's not shouting. It's like a...
Oh, very, do we have a four? Something. We have 3, 5, my partner, and one. We don't have a two. We don't have a four. Yeah, I say four. I don't think there's a second.
I put it at two also.
Yeah, number five.
Okay,
two.
You outvoted me. You outvoted me. It's not my choice.
Definitely.
So we did a four.
Toxic.
You have no sound.
So guys, don't be scared to play at home. Let us know.
Yeah.
I'm saying one.
One, definitely.
I'm trying to think what's... Maybe it's four.
It's okay.
Oh, the double my age relationship, man. Like, 140, 122.
Do you want to bring up one?
I've never agreed.
Let me think. Like, 150. I guess we're talking about gender roles. Let's say one way it's switched. So, like, the woman is leading.
Yeah.
Where he's just listening to whatever she says.
Let me make it a tie with the five.
I've seen it.
You don't know which one is which, ne?
Oh, really? Oh, no.
I don't blame her because she's like an outlier.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that. I say four.
Oh,
you
do have a step up.
We have 3, 5, and 1.
Never
2.
Yeah,
I say 4.
I'd put it at 2. I would put it at 2. House husband.
Okay, 2, young.
I agree. That's a nice number 4. I like that number 4. Like, she.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but it's so so.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're not my dad. Not even that, bro. Who said I want to be your dad?
Yeah.
Who said I want your mom, though? I want your mom. I want your daddy, baby girl. I don't want you.
140, 140.
That's a huge misconception of this, like, dating a person over a kid. I don't want a child. I want you. Like, but unfortunately, yes, you come with.
I don't think that
that's a nice verb. Yeah, but I'm happy with that top half. You guys have anything you want to move? You're like, oh, I've got one. Like,
yeah, let me make it a tie with the 5K. That was 5K. What was the number?
Yeah.
Let's make it a tie.
You don't know which one is
going to be mixing up the list.
I'm a very friendly person. I'm the opposite of you.
A partner who has a child.
I'm the opposite of you.
No, but some people stand up.
Okay, ladies, very kind. I'm nice.
Yeah, I am, but I'm also mean.
Kind was too strong.
Yeah.
Okay, if you had to place that on the list, guys, just as an honorable mention.
Yeah.
I don't mess with the feel like that.
Every week.
I put it 5-2, so not that.
Like, you're not my dad.
Yo.
I want to be your dad.
Every week, to your hand. Yo, Zama.
Yeah. Hey.
Tap me up. And then it's like, who's like, don't worry.
You come with the package.
I'd love that. I'm like,
yeah. That's a nice
thing.
Yeah.
I'm just defending myself. I'm just defending myself, guys. I'm not going to lie. I'm just defending myself. Like, for me, it's a true boyfriend.
Like, you got a cool car,
like,
chill,
like,
partner,
you can be nice in space, and you
have a relationship. Like, everywhere you go, she knows everyone, or he knows everyone.
Yeah. Friendly people are so misunderstood, man.
Are you a friendly boyfriend?
I'm a friendly person, guys.
So, like, it's different to, like,
yeah.
General, like, I can't do friendly.
I guess,
when we go outside, like, we meet a lot of people.
Friendliness.
That's the problem with South Africa. It's an African
friend.
Yeah,
nice.
And they meet someone. And say, I love this person. Leave me alone, gay. I don't want friendly around you, gay. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. I just heard I'm two now.
I'm hot
now.
I'm three, probably.
Okay.
Three.
Like,
three.
Like, I'm trying to say,
like,
it can be a normal thing, but for me, you can be known as you can be like, hey, you need to be accessible to everyone.
so like you, like you're trying to get everybody shots.
Nah.
Like, talk to everyone. You're doing a lot. It's like just greet everybody. Cool, cool, cool. Then, like, let's chill.
Now she's an entertainer.
I think everybody has your energy. Like, now you're gonna get home tired.
Everyone is giving a WhatsApp number to everyone. Yeah. Yeah. A WhatsApp number.
Like, you can be nice in the space, so I think nice, but like, don't be too accessible.
For sure, well, I think it's about boundaries, setting personal boundaries. Like, you have to express what you like. Some people are really okay with it, you know? And some people are like, oh, hell no. So I think it's about that.
But that's the problem with starting every kid.
You're not doing
it. It's different to, like, know many people and to be familiar from doing.
I think we can close.
That's the problem with South Africa.
What do you guys think about
a South African can be quiet conversation today to themselves, homebound, then they go outside and they meet someone.
Yeah.
I love this person. Leave me alone, okay? I can do one friendly around you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, sorry, I just heard I'm two now. I'm hot now. I'm sorry. I just. Yeah.
But
okay.
But like each to their own. Like I'm trying to say, it can be a thing, but you're not. It can be a normal thing, but for me, I don't like it.
Yeah.
You can be known and greet people, but like, for you to be accessible to everyone at that level is like, I don't know.
I get that.
Yeah.
Also, like you, like you're trying to get everyone shots.
Or a masculine hand.
Yeah, I don't want a nigga like that.
Like, just greet everybody. Like,
let's
chill.
Yeah.
Like,
masculine. Oh, masculine.
Yeah, she couldn't even say it. Yeah. It's touching head. The
throat
is
literally.
No, it's a number.
It's
a number.
It's too much.
I'll try to explain the problem. Yeah, again. That was top five. That was top five. If you guys want to play, please check out our Instagram handle at Seated With, because you guys also have an opportunity to play top five of us. And if you're not doing it on the Instagram, do it in the comment section right now. What is your top five? Let me read it one more time. Whoops. What type of relationships?
Yeah. I think we can close our mind. Like, what do you guys think about the conversation today? Like, where are you at? What are your final remarks?
And any advice? Also
any advice for people that we spoke about? Yeah.
Do you understand?
You can start.
Okay. Final remarks. I think it's a great topic. These are the type of conversations we need to be having because it's real things, like in real life, you know. But I think advice that I can give is just understand who you are and understand what you want from somebody. And yeah, ask yourself, like, do I want to be a feminine partner or do I want to be a masculine man? And figure out. Okay.
Ask yourself, like, do I want to be a feminine partner, or do I want to be a masculine man? And figure out, okay, so even if you want to be led by a man, or do you want to be like a leader, you know, then you need to find a balance. And I think start with self-awareness. Understanding our consciousness, definitely. Because that's my podcast. Understand what you want for yourself. And listen, that's podcast. Doesn't mean mimicking.
That's good. I think kind of the same thing for me. Like, know who you are and what you want first. Have feminine you want to be. If you want more masculine, man, then what you've been getting, then you probably have to just be more feminine. If you want a more feminine girl, then you have to be more masculine. Just in your own, you can be masculine by yourself, you know, how you take care of your day, how you organize whatever, whatever. And remarks, yeah, I think it's a good conversation. I think, like you guys learning about the cycle thing, the allow you to see women more, like just to know more. Yeah, understand them and know what's going on.
And remarks, yeah, I think it's a good conversation. I think, like you guys learning about the cycle thing, the allow you to see women more, like just to know more. Yeah, understand them and know what's going on. Yeah, I think also for us, we have to know ourselves. We have to share that with you guys in relationships. And for you also to share that, so it's a good convo. Yeah, I think definitely, because I'm like, you know, I think it's a private follow. You are so great. This was nice. So you guys didn't see someone. Dehendo's there. It is very hard to, yeah, also want to kind of like, but also just for the gents listening out there, like, one lesson I've learned from podcasts is definitely understanding our counterpart. Let's get one of you, like, hi man, that's Zama from episode. Mimicking what you're doing. Understanding our counterpart.
There we go.
Yeah, that was the big one.
We'll see you guys next week, guys. Lots of love. Everyone, I do want to say, like our audience is
80. That's episode, guys. So,
So ladies, like, I really like urge you to go and tell the bros outside. Like, we call you guys out, like, the disciples, because you guys
share.
Hear what you know, and then you go tell the guy.
Yeah.
So please don't be scared to have a conversation with your partner, your brother, on this subject matter. Even like the thing of like the cycle thing, like this educate the guys so that we can teach these guys better.
I
don't
know.
And I think finally, if you're too tired to do so, just share the link and then hope for the best and hope the guys can watch. But we'll see you guys next week Wednesday. We will be having more guests. I think we've got Leanne next week.
Yeah.
It's gonna be very cool. And we're gonna try to have a guest every single Wednesday. We might ask them to come again, guys, because they've been great. This was nice. So if you guys wanna see Zama or Muelo again, please let us know.
Put the handles there, editor.
I'm sure. So we're looking for a voice, like a ghost lady voice, but like is she a ghost lady if they've seen you? That's someone from episode.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get her on our voice. Yeah. Okay. So what I think is. Yeah, no.
Well, do you know, I'm really good at like changing my accent. It's like actually one of my like greatest things.
There
you
go.
She might be.
We'll see you guys next week, guys. Lots of love. Don't go. Nice.
Nice episode.
Cool. That was dope. I loved that.
That's a good episode, guys.